Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up, everybody?
And Bishbucks Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is a major. Are we having a pool today?
Usually a day of.
We usually do it that morning.
Yeah, morning of.
Oh, yeah. It's the day of.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tradition.
Yeah.
That's Junk's tradition. You draft morning of.
Kind of down on the pool.
Oh, you are? How
because,
come? Why are you out?
I just think it's very winning the pool is very dependent on getting the first three picks.
It helps. It helps to pick high.
Well, I tried to change the rules, but nobody listened to me.
Which
to,
was
to make your second pick more valuable.
Okay.
To make the winner, the aggregate score, so your total score between your two guys, lowest guy, that guy wins.
The only thing penal if your guy second guy misses the cut. Like, and that's really hard to predict.
Yeah.
We could all be out.
If your first guy misses the cut. I mean, it's the U.S. Open. Anybody missed the cut.
Right.
Although Scheffler ain't going to miss the cut.
Unlikely.
So whoever gets the number one pick is going to take Scheff, and he's obviously the overwhelming favorite.
But I mean, it's unlikely.
It is what it is.
It'll be Scheff, and then it'll be Bryson.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, maybe Rory will fall back and it'll be Rahm. And then it'll be Xander. Then it might
Morikawa.
Be. Then it'll be, might
kind
be Morikawa.
Of, kind of always who we
and
pick
then it'll
anyway.
Be Rory. Then yeah. Anna will take Shane Lowry.
Yeah. It's boring to me. I agree. Boring.
Oh, because we haven't won.
That's a lot of anti-pool sentiment early
well, no,
in the
those
show.
Those particular rules are boring to me. Just the
you're the commissioner. You can shake them up.
No, I mean, I'm not, one vote.
I say this. We
I'm
do
one
next
vote
year.
Out of eight.
I say we do next year. Different, maybe. I mean, it's one suggestion. You guys can, I'm sure, come up with better ones. But maybe do a season-long thing, and you just get total points on the season, maybe.
Between
and
the,
you can do it.
Between the four majors?
Yeah. Oh. And we can add in $10 each major or whatever. It's you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of this last major, we'll, you know, maybe we have an army of guys we're rooting for. I don't know. Or just two guys we pick. We can tweak it for sure. There's definitely a way. We could pick five guys. Or no, maybe that's too much for people. Maybe that's too much for people. Okay.
I know. We're spitballing.
Yeah, I'm spitballing. Forgive me.
The reason why I brought it up today is feel like you guys were talking about coverage at 6:30 a.m.
It's
starting
true.
Tomorrow, so
yeah.
It would be
true.
Tough to get it in during the show unless you're doing it in that first 30 minutes if you feel like you have to do it before
we
the tournament.
We kind of usually do it pretty early.
We'll do it at 6:45 and usually,
yeah.
I mean,
then it's no big deal. It's okay,
the people
yeah.
who have teed off, the people who tee off at, I don't think they go off till like 7, but the coverage starts at 6:30.
Yeah, I don't think they're teeing off at 6:30.
If they went off that early.
We could still do it at 6:45.
It's not John Rahm. He's not.
Yeah, they're not
the
putting the sillies. Yeah, they're not putting the sillies out at 6:30 on number one.
Yeah, on Thursday.
My buddy went to our buddy Buddy Christensen, who owns Golfdom, went to dinner with John Rahm on. Hold the phone. This was obviously during the live weekend, mm-hmm. So I'm guessing it was last Thursday or
okay.
I think it was Thursday.
What's the connection? I mean, besides he owns a golf store,
it was,
but sure, John Rahm.
It was, it was the Callaway rep. So
okay.
they obviously he's a Callaway guy and Buddy knows the Callaway rep. So there was some connection there.
And they're
went,
in a golf
they
business.
Went, they went to the Palm and Tyson's.
Hey, nice. Can you tell people what you called me about? We could talk about it, right? Is it a public knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. Valdez, wait till you hear this.
Oh, is it a good hookup?
Oh it's maybe the best.
Really?
Yeah, listen to this.
I'm intrigued.
Do you remember me dropping the name Chris Heck? over the years.
Well, remember, when you worked for the Eagles, that's who you worked with. We all met Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he go over to Europe to...
He was running Aston Villa. Yeah.
His parents are the ones that died in a plane crash.
In the Egyptian Air crash. Ooh. Remember that? Okay, when the pilot took it down?
I remember. Yeah. Like late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere
around
there.
We all met him.
Yeah. Met him. And
he knows us very well.
And I've talked about him many times. Anyway, he worked with the Eagles, and then he worked with the Sixers. He worked with the NBA, and then the Sixers. And then he went over to run this team, Aston Villa, for 2 years? 2 or 3 years. Anyway, he was... So Scott O'Neill now runs LIV.
Okay.
Chris Heck and Scott O'Neill are good friends. They worked with the Sixers together. Chris Heck now runs the business ops for LIV.
Oh, really?
Was just hired.
Jason, we know like the top two guys.
We know the top two guys at LIV now.
At LIV.
But I know Chris much better than... I know Scott, but I know that Chris much better than Scott. But
right.
My buddy Chris
Heck... Remind me who Scott O'Neill is?
He took over for Greg Norman.
Chris Heck.
It's not the CIA guy that comes on our show to talk about his book whose last name's O'Neill, right?
No, different
guy. Isn't that... The guy that shot Bin Laden?
That's a different guy. Yeah.
Is that Robert O'Neill?
No, you're conflating guys.
Eric O'Neill.
That guy. Okay, that's a different guy.
Yeah. No, Eric O'Neill took down the...
The spy.
Robert Hansen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he knows a lot of O'Neills.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
Doesn't matter. The two that matter, or the one that matters, and Chris Hecht, who I know is a good friend of Jason's for 30 years. In other words, we could do anything we want with... LIV now. Might have been able to do it before. Now we really can do whatever we want.
He's going to completely change. I was talking to him yesterday. I talked to him for 45 minutes. He's going to completely change the way LIV is marketed. I told him, I said, we didn't have anybody. I don't think we had anybody on the show to promote any guests to promote the LIV event this weekend, this past weekend. He says he's heard that from all of the cities, from all of the markets.
Tell him what he said about like the employees versus what he had at the soccer team.
He had 550 employees for Aston Villa. LIV has less than 200.
It's a shoestring operation.
He says they just don't know. They didn't know what they were doing. Norman had no idea what he was doing. And he didn't hire anybody that knew what they were doing.
Right.
So
the guys Norman hired were like his personal assistants and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I am going to take care of my friends.
So anyway, Chris, he just got hired about, I don't know, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks
ago. Does he want to hire a morning show? Does he have any designs on that?
We could be radio show.
I don't know, but why not? LIV could be my future employer.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know what happens. You never know what
journalists, blogger, like they have people on staff. I know they also have
a good connection. And Chris is a good dude. So
certainly a good connection.
And by the way, he was running, he was the GM of, or I don't know what his title was, but call him the general manager of Aston Villa.
Yeah.
If they would lose, he had 24 hour security. Because if they would lose a game, the fans over, fans in the other part, they want to kill him.
Right, English soccer. So he would leave one in his head.
So he would leave the stadium, and fans would try to attack him and kill him and follow him. So he had to hire 24-hour security. That's another reason why he left.
Did he say he was miserable because of that?
Well, he wasn't miserable because he said it was a great experience, and he made a lot of money.
He
also had to live over there, and his family was here, so he didn't see his family a lot. You know, he's got three kids, wife. The wife would bounce back and forth from London to New York, but he said it was just a poop show when they would lose games.
Jason, he got a lot more rich people per capita than anybody I know.
Yeah, but in Jason's defense, and that is true, Jason is a little bit of a social climber, but Jason has known this guy for 30 years. He knew him when he was a brokey.
He wasn't making millions then.
I get it. You have connection with him for 35 years.
Look, I just know successful people. Not necessarily rich
you
people,
surround yourself
just successful
people.
Yeah.
But it's a cool job.
Unbelievable hookup for the junk.
We might be the biggest brokies he hangs out with.
That probably would be true.
Like on a...
With Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably true. Less bucks around. Bucky.
Oh, okay.
I'm throwing Bucky under the bus. It's unfair. But it's just
Buck.
A cheap zing. And Buck's probably listening.
Yeah.
I love Buck.
When does he hang out with Bucky?
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah.
Chris Kringle, once a year.
Once a year bit.
So we had mandatory OTAs starting yesterday. Well, I was watching Finley out there doing the live shot, and he said it was a really fun practice to watch, apparently, because it was high energy, but the guys were playing well, and the only big name that wasn't there, obviously, was McLaurin, but said Jaden looked great, Debo looked great, Tunsil was out there, Lattimore, he said, looked great.
I'm so sure.
He said. That's what he said.
I know.
They're in shorts with no pads.
Number two.
I know.
Running seven on sevens.
Let me see when they're playing a real game if Lattimore can keep up.
All right.
Without climbing on the back of somebody.
I'm a Marshawn guy. You're not.
Marshawn guy?
I'm a Lattimore guy because I said from the start I thought it was a great trade.
I liked it on paper.
He was obviously not great last year because of, we know the reasons. I think he's going to have a big year.
I just think he's broken.
I'm kind of straddling the fence between you.
He's broken anymore.
I mean, I'm sure we have the audio of it. Dan Quinn said there are no restrictions for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's full speed ahead.
Well, I'm sure it's healed, he's also injuries just take a toll, especially as you get older. Yeah, everybody knows that.
He ain't that old.
28 or 29?
He ain't old. Come on.
Dude, 4 years he hadn't done jack.
I'm just telling you,
maybe he'll have a Zach Ertz revival.
I'm a Lattimore guy this year.
Well, he'll have a Zach Ertz revival.
Isn't he in the last year of his deal? It's like a big prove it year.
Last year, or I thought he had.
I thought he's got a couple years.
I'll double check, but I think he might have two. I'll check it.
I think he has a couple years.
All right, we'll talk more about it. Yeah, they have their mandatory mini camp. The big story: Terry McLaurin is, as expected, a no-show to the mandatory mini camp. There were other stars around the league who were doing the same thing, like TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson. So we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Terry McLaurin, but we'll get into training camp next. Remember, later in the show, we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. They got a win last night.
Nope.
Or they lost, actually, last night, 5-4, sorry, to the Mets. We will talk to Mike Rizzo. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be right back.
All right. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
So it finally bit me in the ass. I been taking my phone in the sauna for 2 years, like, I don't know, 3 to 5 times a week.
So much moisture in that
215
phone.
Degrees. Last week, I got a warning sign when I plugged my charger in, like warning that it's detecting water, you know, where you charge it, moisture. Well, of course, I bring in the sauna with me. I'm driving home yesterday. I'm on the phone. All of a sudden, I hear, like, literally, you hear, and then black, darkness.
How long are your sauna sessions?
20 minutes.
Don't you just want to go in there and like, just detach for 20 minutes?
I'm not searching. I just listen to music. It helps. Dude, you go in the sauna when it's 210 degrees for 20 minutes? Well, it's kind of torture.
Seems like 45 minutes, probably. Well,
I don't understand this. Why don't you just leave your phone outside the sauna and then... You can have your headphones in the sauna.
I can. And some people do that. Some people do that. But I like to see the time. Because honestly, the last 7 or 8 minutes are kind of hard. So I have a timer. You know what I'm saying? But you're right.
Doesn't the sauna have a timer?
This particular, it has a winding thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to use that thing. To be honest with you.
Couldn't you get a watch?
You could get a watch.
I have watches. I know. Listen, I'm sure there's workarounds. I'm not saying there aren't workarounds.
The timer thing, usually, that I've seen, and I don't have extensive sauna experience, but usually I see people walk in, they get the timer, and they flip it, and then basically when the sand
like
runs out, then that's when you're supposed to get
like
out of
an hourglass?
There.
Like an hourglass?
Something like that.
Oh, well, what about,
can't you
do the math? You listen to 4 songs, and then... That's about 20 minutes.
You could, but honestly, up until until yesterday, there's been no downside.
So is it working now?
No. Luckily, I saved my old phones, And so, and because I'm not in the Apple cult, I just take out my SIM. I could pop it in my old phone. So I'm using this phone, but it's an inferior phone. It's 5-6 years old. It doesn't. You can't multitask. It just starts crashing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was driving home yesterday. My daughter had to go to Raising Cane's out in Sterling after, you know, at 9:30 p.m. Literally at 9:30 p.m. I'm driving to Raising Cane's in Sterling.
Got to get some nuggets
and
or strips, whatever they sell.
And I don't really know all the roads out there. And my freaking navigation keeps crashing because this thing can't multitask at all. It can barely task, let alone multitask. So anyway, long way of saying my phone yesterday went kaput.
Your phone got pwned.com.
Finally, it's just a theory, but it's probably true that I did it, right? Like everything in my life that's happened negatively to me, it's all self-inflicted. Like my whole life is a self-inflicted mess. So phone went dark. I'm using an old Hoop. I need a new one, but I'm too cheap. I don't want, and I hate going to a phone store and then being, you know, buying a $1,500 phone and it ain't worth $1,500 and being on a 10-year plan. You can go F yourself. I'm not doing that. I'll buy some Hoop that's a year old online that's got a few scratches.
Well, that's what I do. Well, you know what you need to invest in now is
some sort of insurance?
No. You need to use one of your old phones because you sauna at Norbeck, right?
Yeah.
Or also your house. Your house.
Also at home.
So yeah. my guess is both of those have Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi, that's my biggest complaint. The Wi-Fi is shoddy in the sauna. It's shoddy in the sauna.
You'll leave it outside the
sauna. My 5G is not good either.
I would assume most of the time if you're inside of a sauna anywhere, the Wi-Fi is just not going to be very good.
I was gonna have it.
I have to complain about it.
That you have a sauna phone.
That's not a bad idea. Because I can only listen to songs that I've saved. You know what I'm saying? Like favorite. Yeah. Like it's like on the hard drive.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So I should. You know what? You're right. I have extra phones.
We need an iPod again.
Yeah. Essentially, but I could do that. You know, it's a good point, Valdez. I should be doing that. It's a pain in the ass to walk around with that extra phone, but you know what?
Just keep it in your car or in your locker.
Right. It's a good workaround for the future. But the bottom line is
silly problem solving skill.
The bottom line is this, you know, I need a new. Do people have recommendations? I tend to like the Samsungs. You know, I ruined it myself. Drabby, what do you have for Android people? I know if you're an Apple person, you know, whatever.
Mine's a couple years old. I have a Samsung.
Which one do you have?
Samsung S23. But again, I don't know if yours is moisture related. I take mine in the shower every single day. That dumb alarm goes off all the time.
I did it for 2 years.
Yeah.
I did it for 2 years, but it says if you put something in here, it didn't let it dry long enough because I needed to charge it, you know, whatever.
Wait, you plugged it in while the moisture thing was
No, I unplugged it. But then like maybe in the evening when I did it at home, you know what I'm saying? I unplugged it when I saw that. I'm assuming I did it. I'll take the blame. I'll take the hit. But do you like the S? Because I'm thinking about getting the S24. I think the current one's the S25.
Oh, yeah. I'm Samsung for life. Not because, you know, it's just what I'm used to.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
It's the ecosystem.
I know we're not allowed to use brands and stuff, or people don't like it. But I have this one right here is hot garbage. This one right here. This one can barely task, let alone multitask. The memory on this thing is hot garbage. This is the worst thing. If I could smash this into a billion pieces, if I could do a Letterman bit, throw it off the building, I would.
I remember you hyping that phone up.
This particular one?
Yes, a few years ago.
I liked it for a day.
Well, yeah, probably hyped up the BlackBerry when he got that, too.
I like BlackBerries, too.
Times change.
Hey, another,
this is, by the way, a major brand.
It's
a major brand.
If it's not one of the big two...
It's a major brand that has fallen off.
I would say
this is a major brand that's fallen off.
Is it the same one I have or not?
No, you have a Samsung. Don't you?
I do have a Samsung.
Yeah. By the way.
I thought you said you had a Samsung.
He says, I do. That's the one I like. That's the one that I felted. That's the one that I threw into a bonfire, essentially.
By the way, he says Alcaraz or Sinner. It's funny you mentioned the top two players in the world who just played each other.
So anyway,
they see
tweet
a 6-hour
me if you have
thing.
Suggestions of what phones you like, et cetera. Thank you.
Just a quick aside. So my kid's doing a tennis camp, but her tennis racket was too small, I guess, and they said, go get a racket. So we go to Dick's, and she has to pick a racket, I think 23 inches, whatever. And there's one that she's into the colors because she's a girl, and it's a Rafael Nadal
Okay, nice.
And then she goes, did he beat Sinner? Because her friend has one that apparently is a Sinner racket. And I said, no, but he's teammates with. That's how I sold it. I was like, Nadal's teammates with Alcaraz.
Got it.
Gotcha. So how much did that set you back?
I think it was 45.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, the kids' rackets are cheap.
Kids' rackets are cheap.
She picked up a couple of the adult rackets. It's like, no, that's an adult.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, without mentioning brands, because I'm told in like meetings, I know you had a meeting yesterday, don't mention anything.
Did have a meeting yesterday.
Did it go well? Just come home with swag?
Went very well.
You had two meetings.
Came home with swag. Had two meetings. Had back-to-back meetings yesterday.
So good day to be Johnny Cakes yesterday?
Pretty solid day.
Yeah.
Some good leads.
Good.
From yesterday.
Good.
So yesterday was day one of the mandatory mini camps for the Washington Commanders. Scheduled for 3 days. Usually the third day is canceled. Like if the
coach hooks them,
the coach is like, all right, guys.
You worked really hard these first 2 days. Enjoy the third day off, that thing.
And enjoy the rest of the summer until you come back.
See you in late July.
The camp starts with Coach Quinn in front of the media, and he talks for 15 minutes or so. And then they go and have an hour and a half practice. Then the guys work out after that. Here's Coach Quinn talking about the biggest story, which is Terry McLaurin not being there.
Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, the business side of things, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
Basically, him just saying, Terry's not here. I don't really want to talk about it at length. The front office, they'll handle that. Mm-hmm. I got to deal with the rest of the guys that are actually here.
This is the reality of professional sports in the NFL. When guys are in their contract years, guys of note, this is what happens. It's standard, zero, no reason to be anything until proven otherwise. I was nervous last week because this report was that he was upset. Hopefully that was just agent talk. But you got to imagine with this group's track record, the good will that is surrounding this franchise right now, that they'll figure this out.
Well, for a long time, there's really, really high standards, of what a professional can be. I can think back to one of the things he was working on last training camp, and I remember standing with Adam. He was working on low catches, so they were like either stationary or running catches that were below the knee, and it's like that type of specific throws after practice that were down towards his feet. That's a pro's pro, where he was finding the smallest of detail to get better at, not the, the catch that's right here. And he was already exceptional at tracking the deep ball and looking over his shoulder. So I love when people are finding a specific thing. I want to work on that thing to get better at. And I think Terry, that was like a clear demonstration of that. It may sound like a small thing, but that's really, like finding the edge to say, what can I, work on?
I don't think he's worried about Terry McLaurin at all.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I
don't think Adam Peters is either.
Yeah.
I think he knows it's going to get done.
They'll figure it out. But
Adam Peters may be more in kind of like a pretzel because he's in a battle with an agent trying to figure out how much money you give a guy, how many years.
They're going
to
figure it out.
He's done it 100 times, probably 500 times.
Right.
But I don't think Quinn's sweating it. Now, he might start sweating it if this spills into August.
I would be surprised if it went that deep.
The last time in 2022, it wrapped up on July 6th.
I don't think this is a real deadline. And my guess is, whatever the real deadline is, it'll be close to what they did last time. And my guess is not that Terry's going to buckle, but that he's such a smart guy. He knows he's talking about generational type of wealth. At the end of the day, if they can at least make it sound good, he's gonna compromise. He's gonna compromise because he's gonna be set for life. He should already be set for life.
He's
a smart guy.
And not to say he's gonna particularly take a hometown discount, but I would be stunned even if he wanted didn't make to be
another,
the absolute
peak. If he didn't make another dollar after today, I'm convinced that Terry McLaurin is set for life already.
Because he's a smart guy. Yeah,
he's a smart guy. He's not going to be one of these guys you hear about like Antoine Walker, 8 or 9 years after he's out of the NBA or whatever league, that he doesn't have any money.
He's not going to be Vince Young, who bought the entire airplane because he wanted privacy.
I can understand that sentiment.
Right. He bought 200 seats one time.
I wouldn't waste my money like that. Yeah, but I do understand him wanting to fly in a plane by himself.
Yeah, well, that's why he's got no money left.
With no other passengers on the plane. Right. I get it.
Coach Quinn also talked about kind of the general goal that they have for OTAs getting ready for the season.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Good afternoon. Kind of speaking actually to like how things evolve, if you had one kind of overarching, you know, obviously can't be very specific, but goal for this mini camp for your team, what would that be?
Well, number one, like always, like the health of the team. You know, I love seeing the communication on all three phases, because if we can get that part right, I know the contact and those things will take place, but you have to have the communication down at a really, really strong level. And so I want to hear it. I want to feel that all the way through in all three phases, knowing that's kind of giving you information as the teacher that the student knows it. Oftentimes we've all been in classroom where there was good teaching that went on, but we don't know if there was good learning. You know, those lecture halls that we were like for a long time, and then okay, I don't know, I wrote some things down, I might have missed a half hour there somewhere. Like, when the communication happens on the field, you get feedback as a coach. This is happening. He understands it. There's a good communication. So that's what I like to listen for.
It's Coach Quinn talking about the goal for OTAs. You know, kind of generic there, but he preaches that brotherhood and that communication and the culture nonstop.
People want to be here. This is not like if this was Dan running the team and, you know, Bruce, it, you know how like Kirk couldn't wait to get out of here. That's not what this is. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different vibe. And not to say that the team has leverage in that way, but they kind of do. They have some leverage. Like, he's not going to want to leave Jaden. He's not going to want to leave the staff. I don't think. You know, he got a taste of what playoff success is like last year. All signs point to that they're going to work this out.
Well, just look at this organization compared to the Bengals. I mean, there's a holdout here. There's a holdout in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That seems a lot more dysfunctional than the holdout that's going on down here.
Sure does.
Oh, yeah.
The other part, though, that is, and maybe it's similar to like the old Skins organization, they're notoriously kind of cheap, Cincinnati, right?
Yes, so, that's their reputation.
I mean, they're it seems like all of their players are having a mutiny. Yeah. And it's been going on last season with Jamar, this season with Trey.
Yeah.
You have Stewart, who's a rookie, who's speaking out about it.
Right.
Oh, like I didn't even know.
And
the
you haven't heard anything from you've heard nothing from Terry. You've heard rumors. You've heard Trey Hendrickson get up with a mic in his face and talk about how disappointed he is.
Stewart said yesterday, like paraphrasing, basically the GM and owner would rather win deals than win games.
Well, that's a horrible.
Like that is
rookie said that.
Yes,
that's unbelievable. unbelievable. The balls on that rookie, and I'm sure he's right, but the balls on that rookie, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say that if I was a rookie.
I mean, that might be something Joe Burrow really could get away with, but he's right.
Well, even if you are a superstar, like this is being handled privately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not talking about it. Oh.
Right.
Seems like
other teams do it differently.
The big acquisition, or one of the big acquisitions for the Commanders, obviously they got Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. Mm-hmm. Those are the big names. But in terms of free agency on defense was Kinlaw. And a lot of people are wondering how he's going to fit into the defense. You know, it's not a guy who, if you looked at his numbers, jump out. But of course, Adam Peters knew him from days in San Francisco. Here's Kinlaw about kind of his attitude coming into the season.
Coming into a new team, new environment, do you feel like you have something to prove?
I feel there's always something to prove, no matter what. I mean, especially when it comes to myself, that's just the standard that I hold for myself. I'm always trying to prove, you know, the type of player that I am through some of the things that I've been through. That's kind of how I feel about it.
And being, you know, on this D-line, what do you think you're going to add? What do you think you're going to bring to this defensive unit?
Shoot, man, a lot of physicality, for sure.
He did look monstrous.
He is an intimidating.
I mean,
dude.
All those guys do, but I mean, Tunsil looked like a monster too. Yeah. I mean, Kinlaw's just a monster.
He just looks big and mean
and angry.
Mean. That's the first word that jumps to mind. But you know what? That's great.
That's what they want.
Be mean to all the offensive linemen that you encounter in the upcoming season.
Yeah.
Please do bad things to them on the field. Of course, within the rules and context of the game. Please be mean to all of your opponents.
He looked really good. But again, it's OTAs. I mean, you can't put a lot of stock into it.
What did they say? Is there more talk about Jaden's physicality? Like, did he look markedly?
He looked the same to me.
He looked the same.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there.
I think that was
one picture deepfake?
Nah, just some shadows. I mean, I think maybe he did some curls in the offseason and gained a little bit to his arms.
Do you guys know, like in your own, like I know I have one mirror in my house where I look good. It's one out of all of them. And it's the lighting, right?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I got a mirror in my basement bathroom that I look good. All the other mirrors are trifling. The light, it's just too much lighting.
It's the mirror's
fault.
Too much
exposure. Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. I have a good mirror. I think, I don't know. I think that's a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing, but it's a thing for you.
Oh, it's definitely a thing. You'll look better in this one mirror because of the lighting. The lighting, I think, in the bathroom is not as good.
A little dimmer.
It's a little dimmer. It's not as harsh. It's not as harsh. It doesn't expose you as much.
Point out the imperfections.
Right. So many imperfections, Cakes.
Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, Joel Corey's going to join us, CBS Sports NFL analyst, former sports agent. We'll talk to him about the Terry McLaurin situation, which, of course, is ongoing. Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock, GM of the Nets, here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So my oldest kid did something that I semi-mocked a couple of years ago and didn't realize how big this phenomenon had become. He won a lottery. This is my son that lives down in Durham. He won a lottery to go to Charlotte to see the Savannah Bananas at the Carolina Panthers Stadium.
He did. They're huge.
Yeah. Mm. And he said it was entertaining. It was a good time.
He's not, I'm guessing just because he's your son, he's probably not a baseball guy.
Not a big baseball mark, but the Savannah Bananas are
big timers.
They're a massive cultural thing at this point.
Those guys are superstars.
Go look at their tour schedule. They're sold out everywhere, and they're playing the biggest barns you can play. They're playing NFL stadiums, MLB stadiums. When, you know, like the Nats are out of town, they'll book them, or in the Nats off season. I can't believe how popular the
now,
Savannah Bananas are.
Essentially, they're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yes, that's kind of their deal.
I mean, they'll play the game for a partial serious, right? And then a lot of times they'll just joke around, do songs
and dances. Yeah. There's a lot of music and interactivity
with the fans.
And my son said it was very kid and fan friendly.
Right, right.
I really had no idea how popular they were until a couple years ago when I was like, they're playing at Nats Park, the Savannah Bananas.
Do they do wacky bits like the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes.
Do they have a mush team like the Washington Generals?
I don't know
who they play again. I don't know that.
That just serves them up.
They're probably playing the same team every time. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe they play each other. I don't know how it works.
You know what I mean? Like, do they have the Washington Generals serving up meatballs so that their one guy can hit a 600-foot home run every time?
But again,
it's a good point.
My file on the Savannah Bananas is very thin.
Well, did your son tell you anything about what he saw on the field?
No, he didn't give me specifics.
I mean, they're quality ball players. They're all like minor league guys. That, you know, they're quality ball players.
Same thing with the Globetrotters had X-ray hip.
No, I agree.
I just know that I'm missing out on whatever the Savannah Bananas are. I'm missing out on it.
I feel like...
Yeah, they play the party animals.
Yeah, okay, so they have their own. They have their own team.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're playing the same team.
They have an in-house team.
It's like the Globetrotters. Yeah. It's the Globetrotters model.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, whatever they've done.
And then they're playing.
That's great.
It's a freaking grand slam.
And those guys are killing it. They're superstars on like YouTube and TikTok and all that.
Yeah.
They really are on Instagram.
It's a huge
thing. If you look at their schedule, actually, they played a few teams. They play the party animals, then they start playing the visitors, then they start playing the firefighters, the Texas tailgaters. All right, so there's a number of them, but it's kind of the same thing. But if you look at the schedule, they're all sold out.
I know. But like my kid had to enter a lottery to get two tickets. He was like lucky to get the tickets.
They're playing in Richmond on June 20th and 21st, in a couple weeks. Sold out.
Right. Good luck getting a ticket.
They're playing back here in D.C., at Nats Park on June 27th and 28th against the Firefighters.
Right.
Sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, they're a big draw.
The Nats don't even sell out. The Bananas come in for 2 days, sell out.
Yeah, because it's different.
It's a novelty.
It's a novelty, and it's like the Globetrotters, like you say. I feel like, for me, as a 55-year-old man, it ain't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for young girls, it's huge.
Or like families, you bring your kids.
Yeah, bring your kids. Great to bring kids.
Kid-oriented.
And if you're a young guy, you bring your girlfriend. You know, she's going to love it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm looking at their
highlights.
Like doing a backflip or something.
Yeah, I do see them dancing around. I saw a catcher do a behind-the-back catch on warm-ups.
Probably in the games, too. I mean, let's be honest. The games are kind of a farce, right?
No, it's not. They're not predetermined. I mean, they are a farce in the fact that, like, they're doing goofy stuff throughout the game. And they don't really care.
Dancing or whatever.
They do a lot of great stuff. I mean, it's like a two-hour time limit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pre-game activities if you want to get there early. But why is it... You said it's for girls. Why?
Like, because I think the girls are into the guys. Like, attractive guys, good-looking guys.
No, this is for, like, 8 to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, for kids.
Boys is their core audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's for the kids that are playing baseball growing up. Yeah. And then they see some guy do a trick.
I'm not going to lie. As a 37-year-old man, I'd be psyched to go.
Right.
Well, you can go in 16 days.
Personally, I'm not interested, but if my kids were interested, I would go.
You wouldn't be interested?
I've seen it on TikTok or whatever, or, you know.
I know, but you don't want to be there kind of just hooting and hollering, like watching some crazy flips and...
It's a big event.
Yeah.
It's a huge event.
I mean, it personally doesn't appeal to me, but I know they're superstars.
On a double play, they're throwing the ball behind the back.
You don't think that would be cool?
Runner,
I think it could. Runner. I think I would be awed by some of their skill.
You think it's not silly for their cleanup hitter to go up to the home plate and swing with a bat that's on fire? Like, that's silly.
That's a pretty good bit. That's actually, if you have a flaming bat,
I mean,
that's pretty good.
It looks like an upper deck card.
I'm sure I would be... entertained, but it's not something that I personally yearn to do. But I'm not downing it. I know how popular it is.
Like, have you've gone to a Harlem Globetrotters game before?
When I was very little, but yeah, I see the appeal to it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you got to go get banana season tickets, but I would be very intrigued to go, and I think it'd be a great time.
There's a lot of behind the back throws,
yeah,
and just flair and everything that they do.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure I would be in awe of some of the stuff that they can do.
And then the dancing. There's a lot of dancing.
A fly ball.
There's a lot of dancing.
Do they catch the ball with their like a fly ball? The outfielder catch the ball?
Like that, or a flip catch.
They probably work that into the routine.
Yeah.
They do a lot of backflips when they catch the ball.
Yeah, backflips. Right.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a ton of people that work for them, too. A lot of sillies.
A silly American story, though. I mean, the guy took out like a second. Jesse Cole, the guy who wears the
Came up
suit.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he owned like a minor league team in North Carolina, and then he bought the Bananas, but he took out a second mortgage. I think he paid like $1.2 million in debt for them, making like $200 a game.
Yeah.
10 fans there.
Right.
He just believed and kept taking more money out. He believed it was going to turn the corner,
yeah.
And now they're selling out NFL stadiums.
Now he's killing it.
It's crazy.
It reminds me of our friend Tom Doyle. You know, JP knows him better, but I know him well because our kids went to high school together. When he owned the basketball team, I think he still does, right? The various incarnations of his little minor league team, and he would have like Georgie and then the right? He had big guys, little guys. Yeah. He did.
They
all
got in the Guinness
stunts.
Book of World of Records for an all 7-footer starting lineup.
yeah, it's a good bit.
That is a great bit.
You keep just digging. You keep digging until you find something that hits.
Yep.
And this one hit.
He did the Celebrity 11th Man. That I was part of.
Right.
I mean, he had, I think, Adalius Thomas from the Ravens at one point.
Right.
But yeah, you got to mark it.
He must have been bottom of the barrel when he hit you up. No, I mean, let's be honest.
Cakes came out.
I did.
It's a Chunky's appearance.
Right. No, I think I mostly would also just be there just jealous that I didn't think of that idea.
You didn't come up with the Savannah bananas?
Yeah, I think I would have a hard time. I would just be so resentful.
But how are you going to come up with that idea?
I don't know. I think about ideas a lot, but you know, I never execute on 99% of them.
Will your son go back? Like he had a good time?
He had a good time. I mean, it sounded like, I guess if he could win tickets again, he probably would consider it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. If you're
Rob Manfred's probably bitter because somebody like your son
doesn't
watch regular baseball.
Nope. But no chance.
And he, you know, he's almost 30 years old and he doesn't go to go watch regular baseball games, but the Savannah Bananas are down. He's in a lottery
but
to go.
It was like a fun thing to do with his girlfriend and like two other friends that they met up with in Charlotte.
Right. If I was 27 years old or whatever, how old is your son?
28.
Like 28.
Yeah.
And a young girl and couples, totally the thing.
Yeah.
I'm an old, jaded 55-year-old guy. Yeah. Not necessarily my thing. But I can see it for them.
You don't think like the boys' night out at the Bananas?
They have a genius mascot too. A big banana named Split.
That's a good one.
Perfect.
You could almost get away with doing anything with the boys, right? You could almost do anything.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.